Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. And not too long ago, I had an opportunity to go over to visit Las Vegas, and the bright lights of Las Vegas have never seemed to dull. It's fascinating to me. It's so bright, it blocks out everything. You know, it just, even during the daytime, the lights are bright, right? Even now. But it's such in contrast, because I had an opportunity also to go out and spend some time in the Nevadan desert. And such amazing contrast. You look up on the sky, and the lights of Vegas are long gone. You look up into the sky, and there's nothing but the magnificence of the skyline. Just millions, maybe even billions of stars. It's completely transfixing. When you see so many bright, luminous stars, some brighter, and I think so many of them seem to be the North Star, because there were so many were bright. And I was like, wow, it's just captivating, transfixing. It's hard not in that moment to realize how we're just a group of people on one planet in the midst of billions of other planets, to realize how what we are in the context of the cosmos. And yet, God has chosen us. That's our belief, that God has chosen this planet for us to be on and has given us life, that we can know him. See, what I find fascinating about the lights of those night lights is that they don't go away in Las Vegas. They just get drowned out. They get drowned out by the bright lights of the city life. We have the same problem here, maybe not as severe as Las Vegas, but it's hard. We're better here than when I used to live down in Almaden. You had to go really out into the country to see any lights. Otherwise, you didn't see. At least here with the hills, we get some night lights. But if you live in the middle of San Jose, we get hardly any night lights. But they are there. All those lights, the stars, are burning brightly for all to see. We have to take the time to remove ourselves from all the bright lights of distraction to see them. They remain there for us to see all day, every day. The reason I bring that up is today we celebrate the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, but the Pope Francis has designated the third Sunday is dedicated to the Word of God. The Word of God, that the Catholics need to renew ourselves in the Word of God spoken to us. And Holy Scriptures, as we have known it. And today's selection readings are spectacular. And they emphasize this, the Word of God spoken to the community. In this Nehemiah, they read for 4 hours. I'm not going to have you all stand for 4 hours while I read scriptures to you. But that's what he had for four, like maybe 6 hours, from early morning until noon. They read nonstop so that they would hear the word of God spoken to them. Then we have this beautiful letter from Paul to Corinthians, a divided community, reminding them how that God works through all people in the community, not just on any one group, and they're all members of this one body. But the most peculiar of all is Luke's gospel here. We hear from the very beginning of Luke's gospel, and then we jump four chapters. This splicing very rarely happens in our church. We never do that. We never take it out of context. But the church has made a point out of this, is that this was written anew, and here's what he says. Jesus is the fulfillment of the scripture. Jesus is the bright light that leads us to see all other lights. He is the one who enables us to see what God is fulfilling in our lives. So Jesus, in a sense, God becomes our North Star, if you would, that we look to seek in this sky of lights. But here's the challenge for us, is our life is so full of other bright lights. It's so hard to hear the word of God in our life because there are so many other voices, so many other written words, so many other spoken words, so much noise. It's hard to hear the voice of God. Now, you all know how much I pound away at how important prayer is in our life. But today, it emphasizes that not only is listening to God important, but listening to God in particular in and through Scripture is important. Because it's God's spoken word for us to hear and to dialogue with. So I want to break that open just a little bit, because you hear me talk about how important prayer is, but I want to talk about how important prayer is together and together listening to Scripture, because it has something powerful to say to us, but we have to be very careful. And here's the careful, that the Scripture on its own does not speak to us. Scripture on its own does not speak to us, that we dialogue with it. If we believe that it speaks to us like a piece of paper, and then this is what I'm told to do, then we're missing how Scripture is a love letter written to us as a dialogue. And any given time, we will read the same Scripture one day, and then 10 years later, we read the exact same Scripture another time, and we get a completely different message. Why? Because the Scripture is alive. It is a dialogical document that is meant to engage us. And if we refuse to acknowledge that it's a dialogue, then we become fundamentalists. Because then Scripture says, and we beat people up with it, and we have to be very careful. It requires great honesty and humility to come to Scripture and to allow the Word of God to speak to us in my current condition. So we have to be honest with where we're at in our life, in what's going on in my heart. And then we talk and allow God to speak to us in this moment, in what is he saying to me today, and what is he saying to us today. Because it is, as St. Paul says, a communal practice, one in which we do together. We need each other. And there becomes the church, the Catholic Church's contribution, is that it's not just between me and God, but me, God, and the community. That we need each other to interpret the Scriptures validly and in a healthy way. So what does that all do for us? Well, it means, number one, what I guess I'm asking of us all is to make an effort to read Scripture, is to make to take some time out to read from the Word of God, to put away all the other lights and all the other distractions and take up the Word of God and allow God to have this conversation with us, because he has something to say to us in our world. And if we're willing to be humble enough and to enter into that dialogue, then we will find that God has something powerful and beautiful to say to us. And it will happen for us each and every day. So number one, we have to cut out some time, put aside all distractions. That's why we give away those Give Us to Stay prayer books, to encourage you to read and to do this on a daily basis. Because it takes discipline and it takes practice to hear the voice of God in and through Scripture. The second thing we need to be is we do it together. And that's why we come together on Sunday. Why is that so important? It's because our lives are never singular. We do not live alone in this world. We are part of a community, and a community has a reality. It has a need, and it too has a dialogue that's necessary. And that's what Paul's letter to the Corinthians is. If one person in the household says, no, I want this, then everybody else is going to suffer. And if that other person thinks they will not suffer, they will, because the body is one whole. We are one whole body of Christ. And when one side suffers, the other side suffers. When our immigrants are being persecuted, my friends, we will suffer. We may not think we will suffer, we will. They pick our crops. They're the ones who grow and they do so much work. They're the ones to lean. We can say what we want. A stroke of somebody's pen is not going to take that reality away from us. That is a reality of our lives, that we are one community. We have to be very faithful to God's word, which is one of mercy and love. And we do this together. No one person has the right to change that, including one of us. We do it together. We do this together. We listen to God in our heart together, and we respond and call to action together in kindness, in gentleness, and in love. Today, Jesus promises that he comes to set liberty to the captives. He tells us that he comes to set people free. That's what we call a jubilee year. And that's what we celebrate in 2025. And the Pope has invited us all to go on this journey of hope and joy, to be part of this year of hope, this year in which we will be more merciful, be kinder, be gentler, and more loving. So I plead with us all to take time to listen to God's word in our hearts and to be humble enough to dialogue with it and see what is God calling me to and then what is God calling us to. But he calls us to one community in mercy and love to all.